Now, you know, we have to pick cities and places to go for these conventions, okay? It's a long process that you don't want to hear all the details of. But I have to say that Naperville and this hotel have been incredibly welcoming. Every time I've asked for a switch, yes, whatever you need to be comfortable, please just let us know. So without much further ado, I'm going to put the mayor on. He's been kind enough to join us, and we'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
I'm Patty Chang. Thank you for coming.
Can you all hear me without the microphone?
No.
Hey! Well, I want to welcome you to Naperville, Illinois.
All right.
And I want the National Federation of the Blind. I see so many beautiful people out here today. I'm so privileged to welcome you and say I hope that you have a great time while you're here, and I hope that we make accommodations to help you so that you feel so good when you leave Naperville and go back to wherever you are from. I've got a real appreciation for the blind, as my inspiration was my uncle, who was blinded in the Marine Corps. He was very independent when he came home. And he first started out with a little dog, but it was a Dalmatian dog, and he called him Nosy. And it was wonderful. I used to get to take the dog for a walk. I used to get to be with my uncle when he would walk down the street, and the dog would guide him all over. And it was just, I couldn't believe how smart the dog was. He was smarter than I was. And so it was just an inspiration to be around him. And Uncle Clarence always had such a positive attitude. He'd ask questions like, could you give me a mirror? I'm going to shave. And so I'd get him a mirror, and then I'd think, wow, he kind of tricked me on that one. Then everybody he met, he'd say, oh, you look so good today. I love your hairdo. I love whatever. He had some compliment for him, and everybody enjoyed that, but they would take a second thought about why did he say that? I'm sure he didn't know that I've got my nice bonnet on, or I've got this new glasses or whatever. But anyway, we as politicians, we need to open our eyes and realize that we need to pass legislation that's going to help the National Federation of the Blind. And we need to realize that people that don't have eyesight have other senses that have developed that are very, very important. We need to provide education. We need to do those things that we are told to do, or that we need to do as politicians, because that's our job. We need to have equal rights for everyone, and we also need to have equal opportunities, such as jobs and whatever, for the people that are independent in their health. So while you're here in Naperville, I wish I could just take you around and talk to you about Naperville and tell you all about the different buildings and tell you all about how it's progressed in Naperville and all the good things that happened, because certainly one of the best things that we have is you are our friend. You're the most important person here in Naperville today. Not the mayor, not anybody else. You. And we want to make sure that you have a great time while you're here. I'm sorry I'm a half hour late. I was at another meeting,
no problem,
and I couldn't make it right at 10 o'clock. But I could say that I changed my clock last night, but I'd lie because I didn't change my clock last night. We changed it, I guess, tonight.
Yeah.
That's according to my notes that I have to do. So I just want to say thank you for coming here today. Thank you for being a part of Naperville. Thank you for having your convention here. Thank you for who you are and what you are. I want to meet all of you. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
let me readjust this. All right. Two things, Mayor. You touched on one. We're really concerned about jobs. Another one that is a problem a lot of suburban people experience is transportation. We don't drive yet. We're working on that. But we don't drive yet. So anything that you can do to help us have independent transportation is very, very welcome. And thank you so much for coming. Let's do a door prize in honor of the mayor.
Okay. We are going to give away a $10 gift certificate to Burger King, a 1985 mug from the National Federation of the Blind Convention in 1985, as well as a water bottle, and that is going to go to...
Janet, are you up here?
Samantha Smoka.
Samantha, are you in here? All right. By the way, y'all remember Dick and Mary Scholl? Okay, Dick and Mary Scholl donated all those various convention mugs to us to use as door prizes.
That's right.
So I wanted to give them a shout out.